agree, our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Of the show, second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, July 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is investing in building a new highly state-of-the-art warehouse in Minnesota out at the main plant. His representative contacted me and he said, Randy, we want to empty out the old warehouse of all of our inventory. We don't want to move the inventory into the new facility come the middle of September. I said, okay, what do you need help with? He said, we got to sell everything in the warehouse. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items on the website, MyPillow.com. If you use the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, all lowercase, all uppercase, but no space, Trucker and then Randy, so there's two R's side by side, you'll get these discounts. So go to the website, MyPillow.com, and shop away. Now, I highly recommend you get the new MyPillow 2.0, a couple of sets of the Giza Dream Sheets, and a couple of towel packages, two big bath towels, hand towels, washcloths. I believe it's six total towels, his and her combinations, different colors. Put them in the cart, shop away, go to checkout. When you go to checkout, look at the price, $300, $400, $500, $600, $1,000, whatever it is. Put in the promo code TruckerRandy and hit apply. Based on the items you put in the cart, you'll at least get 50% off. Half. Some are 60, 70, 80. Some of their slippers, which are phenomenal, 80% off. If you order over $100, you get free shipping. It's amazing. So use the promo code TruckerRandy. Now, if you can't go online, you can't shop online on your phone for whatever reason, you got a flip phone, text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll text you the 800 number that's been assigned to the TruckerRandy promo code. I got an email from him the other day. We're doing great, mentioning these live mentions. We are selling their warehouse out. They thanked me for the great job we're doing in getting the messaging out. Take advantage of this special summer sale is basically what he's calling it. Clean out the warehouse. So again, text me MP. I'll send you the information for the 800 number. You call. The operator will already have the Trucker Randy promo code on their computer, queued up, ready to go because of you calling this specific 800 number. Now, I've got people that are texting me already saying, Randy, are you kidding? I don't even know how to access websites on my phone. Yeah, I understand. You know, I had one listener say, Randy, you know, I'm 62, and I don't know anything about computers and cell phones. Shame on you. I'm 66, okay? So if I can figure it out, you can figure it out. But for those of you who don't know how to work a computer or website, 800 number is 800 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. But if you can text, at least text me on my phone number, MP, and I'll forward you the screenshot. So you'll have the information, 800-654-9659. The governor is signing the budget, including all of the spending that the Democrats rammed through. This is a Democrat budget, pure and simple. One Republican. No, I did not say I was 56, 66. Now, one of the things you have to understand is the process. We always talk about the process. Okay, the process is very simple. All of the Democrats in the House, 56 of them, voted for the budget. All the Republicans, 54, voted against it. In the state Senate, there's 38 state senators. 20 Democrats plus one Republican, Ed McBroom, voted for the budget. Now, like Neil Friske explained Monday on the show, it required six Republican state senators to vote to give it immediate effect. John DeMoose, senator for the 37th Senate District, our senator, voted to give it immediate effect, along with five other Republicans. They could have, very simply, voted against immediate effect. What would that have accomplished? Well, it would not have gone into effect until 90 days after this legislative session ended. Now, why would they do that? To basically, eliminate immediate effect, pushing it to 90 days after they're out of session. Well, the current budget expires at midnight on September 30th. If this budget, almost $83 billion, all Democrat items in it, Northern Michigan gets about 10% of the entire state budget, even though we represent 36 of the 83 counties. We're only getting 10% up here in Northern Michigan. What it would have done would have forced the Democrats to end the session early to avoid a lame duck session. You see, the election's November 5th. We will know whether or not the Republicans get the majority back in the House, hopefully the morning or afternoon of November 6th. We will know then who is going to be in control the last 2 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. Had they not given it immediate effect, folks, the lame duck session wouldn't happen. They wouldn't be ramming all kinds of crap through before the Republicans get sworn into office January 2nd. Getting rid of completely parental consent when it comes to abortions for minors. They're going to do it. They've already got the bill lined up, ready to go. When they get back from the lame duck session triggered by the November 5th election, you're going to see a flurry of bills ran through, especially if the Republicans win the majority. Their bucket list will be rammed through for the last 4 or 5 weeks of November and December before they head home for Christmas, the winter break. Every single bucket list item Whitmer wants, the Democrats will ram through. So had the Republican six senators, DeMoose, and others, Ed McBroom, these people that gave it immediate effect, if they were smart, they would have not voted to give it immediate effect. By doing so, the government would shut down on October 1st. At the stroke of midnight, October 1st, state government in Lansing would cease to have funding to operate. Well, Randy, you wouldn't want to do that right before the November 5th election. Why not? It's a Democrat budget. The Republicans had the ability, the six Republican senators, John DeMuth and others, had the ability to shut it down and make it a talking point discussion when they're knocking doors in October. Because with the government shut down, guess what? They don't get a paycheck. Well, God forbid, they need their paychecks. Really? You're telling me John DeMuth, with his personal financial statement, his net worth, he needs a $6,000 a month paycheck? I don't think so. I don't think any of them would need a paycheck. Some of them, but the majority would not. Here's the point. It would have made the public aware of the Democrats' budget. It would be a talking point at the door for newspapers to cover it. All this crazy spending that they've done, raiding the teachers' retirement fund to fund their special interest programs, because the Republicans would not vote for it. I still can't believe the teachers' union allowed them to get away with it, but they did. So the point is this: accountability, transparency. It would have made the budget, this Democrat budget, a talking point heading into November's election. But those six Republican state senators didn't want to do it. They didn't have the backbone, the courage to do it. So they gave it immediate effect. So at midnight on September 30th, heading into October 1st, this $83 billion budget goes into effect. A Democrat budget. Spending all kinds of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on pet projects Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted. Well, one of the funds had to get cut. I got that story lined up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The show, final segment on this hump day, Wednesday, July 10th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize for the miscommunications. I was on the line with an engineer, actually. We're having technical difficulties with my headset. So I apologize for the dead air, but we are going to proceed. We'll get it reset here at the top of the hour. One of the things that we're looking at is a budget story. This is a budget story that is very, very, very interesting. Michigan Strategic Fund Board yesterday cut the amount of money earmarked for the Blue Oval Battery Park, money that they were giving to Ford Motor Company that they announced last year, due to the fact that Ford has reduced the size of the factory. $1 billion grant, free money. Here you go, Ford. Here's $1 billion towards your project. Well, they reduced the funding down to $410 million. Why? The funding cut required six separate votes for amendments to different programs that gave money to Ford to create a 2,000-acre battery plant, electric vehicles batteries. It was supposed to provide the acronym MAJOR, Marshall Area Jobs, Opportunity, and Recreation Campus. The total investment from the state went from $1.034 billion to $409,146,329. Ford State and Government Affairs Director Tony Reinhart said, "We are nimbly adjusting our manufacturing operations to match the customer demand." And the Michigan Strategic Fund Board is revisiting its incentive offers accordingly. The size of the battery factory Ford expected to build at the Blue Oval Battery Park was reduced from promising 2,500, quote, high-paying jobs. They always got to throw that in there, high-paying jobs, not. It would be reduced down to 1,700. The maximum capital expenditure now is between $2.5 to $3 billion. Previously, they had promised $5 billion for the project. Ford had to deal with a strike by the United Auto Workers in 2023, demanding higher wages, better benefits, better retirement. But looking at the market for electric vehicle batteries, Ford has already determined it's starting to decline. Why? Nobody's buying electric vehicles. As a result, they don't need the batteries. So they're going to reduce the size of the battery plant. It's that simple. So in the process, they are going to absolutely reduce the size of the manufacturing plant, reduce the number of jobs, and cut back. Well, thank God, somebody with a brain at the Michigan Strategic Fund said, wait a minute, if they're making the plant smaller, they're going to have less jobs, we need to give them less money. You think? How about no money at all? How about taking that $410 million and shipping it up here to Northern Michigan? We've got real road issues, folks. A lot of people are saying, wow, they just repaved this road, or they rechipped it, or they did this, or they put oil down in this gravel road. They did all these things we're seeing. Why? Because we're heading into a major election. You're going to see more orange barrels. You're going to see more paving projects than you have ever seen before in your life here in Northern Michigan across the state. Why? Because Whitmer knows she's going to lose the Democrat majority in the House. All the polling is indicating this is going to be a Republican landslide in November, starting at the top of the ticket with Donald Trump. The Democrats are going to scramble to replace Biden because they already know he's going to lose to Trump. Those coattails at the top of the ticket will go all the way down to dog catcher. Every Republican, every single one that's on the ballot will win in November. That's why the August 6th primary is critical. Absolutely critical. We have to pick the right candidates on August 6th to win in November, because they will win. Whoever the Republican is out of the August 6th primary will win in November. It's almost predictable in every single one of these House districts. I'm predicting 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. They will have a 6-seat majority after the November 5th election. In doing so, they go into a lame duck. You want a bucket list? You want things done? We got to do it now. That's it for hour number one. Top of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With RVPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 2-